Okay, good evening. The topic we were going to discuss tonight, Be'ez Hashem, is not connected to the topic we discussed last night. We'll take a little bit of a break about those halachos of the three steps. What we're going to discuss tonight is the halacha of tashlumin for when somebody forgets to daven. If a person forgets to daven one of the tfilos, then the halacha is that they have the opportunity to make it up during the next tefillah. It's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ches, and that's called tashlumin. A person can make up. And that means that if a person forgets, or something happened that wasn't their fault, they were sick, or something that they just totally forgot, and let's say they did not daven shachris, for example, then the halacha is, during the next tefillah, they can make it up by davening two Shmona Esreis. So for men, it's quite simple. If they forget Shachris, then they are able to daven two Minchas. If they forget Mincha, they are able to daven two Ma'ariv, Shmona Esreis. And if they forget Ma'ariv, then they daven two Shachris, Shmona Esreis. It goes automatically to the next tefillah. So for men, it's quite simple. For women that usually do not daven Ma'ariv, then the halacha is the following. Abshalom Zalman Orbach lays down the rules for women. I did not see anybody argue on these halachos. And Abshalom Zalman Orbach says the following, that for women that usually do not daven Ma'ariv, that they still need to daven two Ma'arivs when they forget Mincha. Generally speaking, if a woman davens Mincha, then they forget Mincha. We do not say that they daven only one Ma'ariv, because, well, they never daven Ma'ariv. Let's say for this particular woman, she doesn't daven Ma'ariv, so all I need to do is daven one Ma'ariv, and that'll make up for Mincha. No, a person needs to daven two Ma'arivs and not one. Also, we do not say that a person davens two shachris, because that's not considered the next tefillah, even though they do not daven Ma'ariv generally. But for them, tonight, if they want to make up for Mincha, they need to daven two Ma'arivs. Musaf, by the way, has no chance to be made up. Once a person misses Musaf, and we said, b'di'evid, the time of Musaf is all the way up until sunset, if a person misses Musaf, then they cannot make up that tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch adds that for women, that if it's a tefillah that they usually do not daven, let's say a woman is usually considered an oines, it's considered it's not in her control, she's busy with her children, and she usually does not daven shachris, and then sure enough, one day comes along and she does not daven shachris because she does not have the opportunity to, because she was too busy, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says they do not need to make it up by davening two minchas. Of course, they need to daven one mincha because a woman is obligated for mincha unless they are an ones at that point as well. But if a person does not daven shachris because it was out of their control and they were too busy with their children, then they do not need to make it up during the next tefillah. If they're not able to daven mincha because of that reason, they do not need to make it up by davening two ma'arivs. Also, Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says that by ma'ariv, let's say a girl or a woman usually davens ma'ariv. So we said that maybe perhaps women are not obligated to daven Ma'ariv. We said that the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that the custom was for them not to daven Ma'ariv. But if a girl or a woman does have the custom to daven Ma'ariv, and then one night something happened that she did not daven Ma'ariv, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says that she does not need to daven two Shmona Esreis by Shachris to make up for that. She can, if she wants, she can daven two Shachrises if she'd like, but she's not obligated to. In another situation, if you miss the davening, you are obligated to daven two by the next tefillah. But by a woman, even though she normally davens Ma'ariv, if she does not daven Ma'ariv one night, she is not obligated to daven two Shachris, although she is allowed to if she wants. By all tashlumen, by all tefillahs that you make up, it's important to know that the first Shmona Esrei is the regular Shmona Esrei, and the second one is considered the old, forgotten one. It should be said right after the first one, with a little bit of a break, but immediately following the first one, and that means that by two Ma'arivs, if someone davened two Ma'arivs, then the second one is considered for Mincha. The first one is the regular Ma'ariv, and the second one is the Mincha. Therefore, the Ramah says that a person should say Ashrei before the second Shmona Esrei. When they are davening two Ma'arivs, they should say Ashrei in between, because it's like Mincha, and then you're saying Ashrei, and then the second Shmona Esrei, which is Mincha. And the second Shmona Esrei is always identical to the first one, no matter what. So if a person misses Mincha on Friday afternoon, then they daven two Ma'arivs Friday night. Both are the Shabbos Ma'ariv. If a person misses Mincha on Friday afternoon and they daven two Ma'arivs Matzah Shabbos, then they daven two weekday Shemona Esreis because they are on Matzah Shabbos. It's Nogea by Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, depending on when you say that, by Mincha or Shachris is Sim Shalom, Ma'ariv is Shalom Rav. Mincha depends on Ashkenaz or Sfarad. You always say identical to where you are. It's also Nogea by Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot on Rosh Chodesh and then you're making it up after Rosh Chodesh or vice versa, always the two Shemona Esreis that you daven are identical to each other. This topic of Tashlumen, of making up, and even if situation happens where you do not daven because something happened, you're not able to daven, and a person has an opportunity to make up for that during the next tefillah, it's a similar concept to tshuva, that even if a person does something that they shouldn't have, but a person has an idea, has an option to make up for that. And we find a very a similar concept both by tshuva and by tefillah. Something that I once heard, that tshuva, there's the crux of tshuva is the desire to return to Hashem. That's the actual crux, that's the main part of tshuva, the desire to return to Hashem. But then there's certain acts that a person has to do to follow through with that. There's the vidui, there's charata, to regret the past, there's kabbalah ala asid. Those are the details how we go about the tshuva. But the idea of tshuva is the concept of wanting to return to Hashem. Then there's other details how to go about with that. And tefillah has a similar idea. There's a general concept of tefillah, which is crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your bakashos, for whatever you need to cry out to Hashem. And then there is the actual format, how we go about. Chazal tell us how to go about to do that. To have a shevach, a bakasha, and a hodah. We keep our feet together, like we discussed a few shiurim ago. We bow at certain points. I mean, there's many different rules how Chazal tell us to go about this, but the general idea is still there. And that is a connection between tshuva and tefillah, meaning there's the concept and then there's the different rules how we go about that. And that's, you know, a similar idea to tashlumen. And in my family, there happens to be, there's a connection from tshuva to Pesach as well. And that is something my father always, he said many times, he's joked about it, that there's one difference between his mother, my grandmother, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And that is, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, as Pesach was approaching, he used to say, Oy vey, the 6 months to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have to start doing tshuva. And whereas my grandmother, when it was Rosh Hashanah time, she used to say, Oy vey, it's 6 months to Pesach, you have to be careful where you're putting the chametz. She would make sure the children don't get chametz in places where it's hard to find, because it's 6 months to Pesach. So those of us who are busy with cleaning for Pesach, you know, it may be a little bit hard to focus on Teshuvah right now, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but definitely those who are going away and don't need to do that much cleaning or as much cleaning, perhaps, you know, we have 6 months left to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, definitely it would be a good idea to start thinking in that mahalach of Teshuvah. But this idea of Tashlumen, that a person can make up for the davening, that is a similar concept that we have of tshuva, and basically most of the halachos are the same between men and women when it comes to tashlumen. The only difference is by ma'ariv, that if a woman forgets mincha, she davens regular two ma'arivs and not two shachrises and not one ma'ariv. Okay, everybody should have a good night.